What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time to wake on up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Bane spins away from Bajewski, went for a steal. Ball goes to Jackson Jr. Cut off, knocked away by Butler. Butler's got the steal. He accelerates by Bane to the rim and dunks it. A two-hand slam. 79-72, Memphis will call a timeout. Jimmy Butler put on the afterburners there.
Jimmy freaking Butler!
Certainly did, Tim Roy. And Kevin Harlan right there on the Jimmy freaking Butler call, who was on call last night for TNT.
Jimmy.
But,
Jimmy.
Where's
Jimmy?
Where's my Jimmy? Where's my Sandstorm?
Jimmy.
Where's my Darude Sandstorm? Give it to me. Come on. I need it all. 121, 116. Thank you. The Warriors have finally done it. They slayed the beast.
I feel like I need to be in a pool with a bunch of like inflatables and everyone drinking. And
of course, right? You got to get the margaritas out. You're like on the strip of like Las Vegas. You're falling.
My
all
boy
over the place.
Marty Mar getting comped the penthouse suite.
There you go.
We've all got that one friend.
That'd be nice, actually. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, by the way. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. Get the dealer. We're talking Warriors. Big time win over the Memphis Grizzlies. We're just waking up this morning. 121, 116. Good morning to all of you lovely people. Just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. It is a hump day. That means it is a Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. You know what that means? You should go to Freeman's Appliance and get some appliances because you're going to be needing an air fryer. You might need a new oven, a new refrigerator, because you're going to be having game day meals now the next couple weeks. It's going to start Sunday on Easter. Warriors, Rockets, and we'll have the next couple days to get into it. But right now, we are focusing on two legendary performances when they needed it the most. 38 points from Jimmy Butler. Crazy. And 37 for Stephen Curry. You wanted them to step up? You got them to step up yesterday. 75 combined from your studs, as that was the difference. 5-point win yesterday, Joe. And I am waxing poetically about Jimmy Butler today. You know why? Because a lot of people were skeptical a couple months ago about this team and about this acquisition. They were a 10 seed, clinging to a 10 seed. And now you are a playoff team 2 months later. You absolutely would have taken it. If I told you everything that took place these last couple days, if I told you that a couple months ago, absolutely you would take it. Yes, you are pulling your hair out. Yes, you are, you know, nervous as all hell. But that being said, you have a first round series now. And 2 months ago, that was laughable. This team, the concept of them even being in the playoffs was laughable. And they're here they are. here they are. So let's celebrate that today, because we have the next couple days to preview it. Let's celebrate the fact that this is a playoff team, and we didn't even know that was a possibility a couple months ago.
Well, and I think that what Jimmy represents is kind of bucking the trend of what Kerr, Draymond, and Curry love to do, which is all we're going to do is motion, and everything's going to revolve around Steph. And look, like, that makes a lot of sense, but what have they really struggled with, the non-Curry minutes? And now you have a stabilizing force. Now, look, Steve is going to hate the fact that Jimmy holds the ball forever. I love it, because I think this team has played frenetic basketball at times with god-awful turnovers that fuel the transition of another team, and then just like leads to a snowballing effect when Steph's off the floor.
Do you think he hated it when Kevin Durant was holding on to the ball? The
last this is very minutes? Different from Kevin.
Well, just answer the question. Do you think he hated it when Kevin Durant took the
it.
Ball?
I don't think he loved it. Okay, I don't know if hate would be a strong word.
But did
word.
It work?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yes, it worked.
There, but like Jimmy's even more methodical.
He is.
He is extremely methodical. I love the way he plays ball. And look, it's not for everyone. And you're going to lead to some grenades, as I call it, meaning late shot clock throws where someone's just going to have to make a play. And that's where it's incumbent on Buddy to hit shots and Moses Moody and Pods and GP2. And if Gee's going to play, Gee out there hitting corner threes. Because you're going to get the ball from Jimmy after he cuts to the lane if he doesn't go up with it. But that being said, the methodical way of playing limits the turnovers, all right, and gets them into sets. Now, there were times late in the first quarter, late in the third quarter, where it was like, oh boy, can anyone make a play besides Jimmy? But Jimmy, I thought, was excellent at following up missed shots and going back up with it, you know, forcing the issue and getting his own shots up, getting fouls, putting Bane into foul trouble, putting JJJ or Zach Edey into foul trouble. He was spectacular in this game. Quentin Post was also awesome. He was just what the doctor ordered. And I wanted more Quentin Post coming out of that game.
888-957-9570. Your biggest takeaway from that win yesterday, for me, it's quite frankly, they're a playoff team. Like first, stop there. They're a playoff team, finally. So everyone can take a deep breath about the age, about the fatigue, about all that. You got 4 days off, and you don't play until Sunday night. And it's going to be down in H-Town. And again, the next couple days, we'll be previewing that right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll have all that coverage leading up to the game, after the game, all of it. Right now, we're focused on the Memphis Grizzlies, who have given the Warriors fits in the past. I'm not going Bobby fits, but they've given fits in the past, whether it's been Ja Morant, who obviously rolled his ankle.
On one that, leg, was that, still dynamic.
He was still dynamic, and that just speaks to just him as a player.
Why
he is sensational.
Why weren't we hunting him?
Should have been.
Why weren't we hunting him late in that game?
Desmond Bane was incredible yesterday, probably their best player. He was making big shot after big shot when they needed it most.
Yeah,
Jaren Jackson hit some timely threes, but overall, I thought the Warriors did a great job on him. You know what? They let Jaren Jackson be Jaren Jackson. And what did he do? Dumb things.
Yeah.
He didn't impose his will at all. Like, they had the size matchup, and again, they did get some key offensive rebounds at times, but I didn't feel like the size killed them yesterday. It didn't kill them yesterday. Now, you know, the boneheadery from the Warriors in the last minute almost undid them. We can get to that
at some point. Draymond Green, like, quite frankly, like, Dre had the assist numbers. I thought it was a very subpar Draymond performance. This was a bad matchup for him. Not every matchup favors every player, right?
No.
Like, there are games that were like Jimmy. Look, we'll see against the Rockets. I think it's a tougher matchup against the Rockets for Jimmy specifically.
Might be but for Steph too.
But against Memphis, they really don't have a guy that marks up Jimmy.
Same with Steph. Like, no one can really touch Steph yesterday.
Especially when you have
Jalen Wells was out.
Exactly, right? Yeah. And so it was a favorable matchup for them. But it was not a favorable matchup for Draymond Green,
who had a triple-double last time they played. Remember, everyone was talking about the Steph 50-point game, but Draymond, last time they played in Memphis, he had a triple-double.
I don't think he was comfortable shooting. I think he was tired. I think defensively, he got put into some kind of crummy switches that were exploiting him. And Zach Edey's a beast. Like, he's not a good player yet. He's solid.
He's a rookie. Yeah.
But he's a beast, and he's a load, and I think he's a difficult matchup. So if you're going to have Zach Edey out there, you've got to exploit him on defense, meaning offensively, you got to make him pay for it. I thought, you know, Draymond struggled to find a shot, and he wasn't comfortable going to the rim. Fine. That's where Quentin Post came in. And right. I thought Quentin Post did a great job of stretching JJJ, stretching Edey, and making them punish for switching and sagging.
888-957-9570. We're going to go to the lines here in a second. Rad, Josh, all of you, we'll get to you in a second. But I love this in this mindset from Draymond Green after the game yesterday, speaking to the media, because he's not satisfied with this. Like, if you pull the players, they're like, this isn't like, it's a play-in win. Great. Yay. No, they have much bigger thoughts and goals on their mind. And Draymond Green reiterated that yesterday after the game.
Our goal is to get to the playoffs so we can make something special happen. It's not necessarily just to get there and the job's done. We know what it takes to win at a high level, so that's the focus. But, yeah, the goal is to get to the playoffs and win, so it's good to be here.
And part of that goal is to have the other guys step up, like Quentin Post yesterday. 22 minutes, 4 of 5, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, 11 points. Gary Payton, what did we talk about yesterday leading up to the game? We want to see Gary shoot the ball. 12 points, 3 ball wasn't there. That's okay. He had some timely ones, though.
He had a nice left-hand layup in the lane.
He had some timely ones. When the Grizzlies were making that run and digging deep, Gary Payton hit a huge 3 to put them back up 4 or 5 points. That was big. Moses Moody, more aggressive. The shot's still not there from beyond the arc. That's okay. 9 points. It wasn't Pod's night yesterday, but you know what? He's had some big games, so I'm not really going to be crushing him today. Gee Santos, 6 minutes, but you know what? I felt his 6 minutes yesterday through offensive boards for him. I say all that to say this. The camaraderie of the young guys and them buying in is a reflection on those big three that we're talking about.
I thought
Jimmy,
Moody,
Steph,
yeah,
and Draymond. And I'm saying all
Moody
this.
Moody embodied what they were looking for.
Correct.
Scrappiness.
And this was a great little story about a guy that didn't play yesterday and hasn't played in the last couple days. But it talks about the camaraderie anyways. Trayce Jackson-Davis. And here's Draymond telling a story about TJD giving up his spot on the bench for Quentin Post.
Trayce Jackson-Davis did something on the bench today. He didn't play in the game. There was no seats left on the bench. Quentin Post said, Trayce, can I get that seat? And Trayce just got up. And a part of me was baffled that he got up for the rookie. Because the rookie, if there's no seat, you sit on the floor. He just got up and gave him the seat. And I walked over to him. I said, that's one of the most selfless things I've ever seen a teammate do. Because 99% of the time, you're going to be like, you going to go sit on the floor, Rook? Or go find a seat somewhere else? But he knew he wasn't part of the rotation. And yet the rookie was. They're playing the same position. And he got up and just went, he literally got up and went and stood in the tunnel because there were no seats. And so I just wanted to put that out there because that to me, like that's why you win games. It's chemistry, it's selflessness, it's togetherness. And I just thought that was a huge moment and nobody else saw it except us three. And so I wanted to share that because I thought that was a really big moment for our bench. That, you know, you can make him sit on the floor and nothing happens. Or you can get up and boost confidence in him and he go back out there and hit a 3. And I thought that was special.
Pretty cool story yesterday after the game.
It is a cool story, but I guess my question is, why don't we have enough seats?
I was actually just thinking that towards the end. Why do these guys need to, like, I love
they sell the other two seats down near the end.
I love all the assistants.
And I'm like, why are we doing that?
I love all the assistant coaches, but are they more important or, like, your 7'2" guy that, like, clearly needs to rest? Like I love you. You know, DeMarco, like, but why isn't Quentin Post have a seat?
I don't get it.
What are we doing here?
I don't get it.
But again, it speaks to the camaraderie, like, of everyone buying in, even the guys that are getting DNPs. Like, I think a lot of fans, we've already had a couple, voice their, you know, their concerns or, you know, their frustrations. Jonathan Kuminga getting another DNP. And there's going to be moments in the series where they're going to need JK at times. What's the minute allocation? I don't know. But I think that was also Draymond's way of saying, this entire team from top to bottom, from all the guys playing, the guys that aren't playing, they're all bought in. And that was something a couple months ago where there was question marks about it, quite frankly. Getting in Jimmy Butler, given everything that happened in Miami, everything that took place over there, we're adding this guy to this locker room, this barely 500 team that's a 10th spot in the West. Yeah, that's great, Jimmy. You did that with Miami. You were a number one. But that was the Eastern Conference. This is the West. You're not that player anymore, probably. Yeah, we got Steph. Like, I don't know. Is this going to work? It's worked.
No, it's been spectacular. And he got them where I didn't think they could get, into the playoffs. And that's the big takeaway today. And I thought he was a huge, like, obviously Steph's fourth quarter was spectacular. But he was a huge part of why that game was where it was at. I had the feeling they're going to lose that game the whole fourth quarter, the way it was going back and forth. And I'm going, you're going to lose this game with Ja on the bench? Really?
Yeah, see, I thought the moment that ankle injury happened with Ja, that Memphis probably wasn't going to win.
But they
that
were
game.
Galvanized. They kept fighting back.
I know.
They took blows and then delivered blows. But I was impressed.
But you saw the ankle hurting him. Yeah, like some of the turnovers Ja was having late. I think that was a direct reflection of that.
Oh, there's no,
and like the fear factor I felt of Ja having the ball in his hands was gone.
That I would agree with.
And that's a big deal because that is a guy in the last 2 minutes that can torch you, that can win a game.
No, there's no doubt. And that's a big part of what happened in that game.
Yeah.
I'm not calling it an excuse.
That's just what happened.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Exactly, and these things do happen. It's ball. I mean, this is
a lucky break. Lucky is like the Warriors had a 20-point lead even when he was healthy. So I'm not saying luck had anything to do with it, but that happens in given series.
He had like 18 and a half.
He did.
I mean, he was awesome, or whatever he had, 16 and a half. Like, he was awesome. The Warriors have a better chance of beating them with a hobbled job. Yes. No question about it.
But Desmond Bain was their best player, to your point yesterday. The Grizzlies' best player was Desmond Bain. Wasn't JJJ, wasn't Ja, wasn't any of those. It was Desmond Bain. He was sick.
Awesome. And the ball just kept
finding
him.
And you've always been on
him.
He's always been one of your favorite players in the league. Yeah.
I think he's a guy that would look great in a Warrior uniform. Yeah. Like, quite frankly, you know, a stretch three? Like, yeah, he's nice. The plan's so weird, though, right? Because, like, my dad had this belt, and bear with me on this metaphor, all right? My dad had this belt. It was this ratty old belt, all right? And we would beg
I can't find the Tom.
We would beg him, like, Dad, get rid of the nasty old belt. He loved the belt, right? And in this scenario, the belt is with all the little notches on it, right? That's the playoff gauntlet to get to the belt buckle, which would be the title, right?
I'm with your dad on this, by the way. I like use up my belts too, like leather ones, and just like what are you doing?
They're $15. Just go get a new belt,
I know,
right?
But,
exactly.
And the belt's still working though.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And so if each knot that was at the manufacturer, right, where you would put the belt in the loop or whatever based on the size of your pants. Like if that was a round in the playoffs, by the time you get to the buckle, that's the championship. My dad lost a bunch of weight and he kept the belt, okay? And he would take a knife and create a new notch.
I don't do that.
To put the belt. It's like, Dad, at that point, buy a new belt. But that's kind of how I view the play-in, right? We've cut this little knife into the belt, and we created a new notch that's not a part of the regular part of the playoffs, but it's in the path to the belt buckle, which would be the championship. And so I have very odd emotions this morning. I'm thrilled that we're in the playoffs. Right. I'm also exhausted by the path it took to create a little notch in the belt with our little knife and just create this thing. And it's like, all we want to do is get to the belt buckle. I don't even know if we can make it that far, but Jesus, it feels a hell of a lot better just being on the track.
It is Holy Week. Passover, shout out. Rad is in Daly Sioux.
Let's
go to some of these calls. Yeah, absolutely. We do miss you, Pop. He was up there.
That was a Pepto-Bismol dad in the chair by himself upstairs.
He is upstairs right now.
No
doubt. He was watching that game, and he's watching us right now.
And you know what he would love?
Tons.
He would love Jimmy Butler because he loves players that play strong around the rim. It would drive him nuts when Wiggins would, you know, like, for lack of a better term, just go up soft.
Yeah.
And it would drive him nuts. And that's why he was always big on Kuminga. Like, at least he's, like, going in hard. He would have loved watching Jimmy Butler on the Warriors.
By the way, we are coming to you live.
Not a doubt in my mind.
Live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Rad, Daly City, let's kick this thing off. Big win last night, Rad.
Yes, I'm so thrilled. Very excited, you know, for the first time. We got passed through that play-in, man. You know, 0-3 in the beginning. My goodness, I was really nervous last night. That game last night, we could have lost that game. That brings me now, if I have to make a comment with our coach, Kerr, my goodness, in as much as I respected him because he gave us 4 rings, you know, I'm beginning to question some of his calls and his coaching during the season. And lately, last night, what happened to Kuminga? What happened to Jackson Davis? I mean, Mr. Bain is smoking on us. He's probably one of the best players next to Kerry, Butler, and him, of course. And believe me, 14 seconds to go, we are one up only, right? That game could have been a loss for us. So that brings me now, what happened to those two players that we have that could have been guarding Mr. Bain? You know, that's all, you know. But let's celebrate.
There you
Congratulations.
Go. There you go. Yeah, Mr. Bain. I love that name. Every time you say just Mr. Bain, I think of like the Bane, the villain with like a top hat or something. Oh, Mr. Bane.
That's true.
I still don't understand why the voice of Bane is that way.
Well,
it's the mask.
No, because
the voice.
Because it's supposed to take place. The cave that he's in is supposed to be somewhere in like Romani.
Yeah, so the way that he talks.
Well, that's exactly what he talked to a guy, the actor, who was it, who played Tom Hardy, who portrayed Bane. He talked to a Romani person, formerly. You don't say gypsy anymore. You say Romani.
Okay.
For the Romani people, and he had that accent. And that is what he used. And he talked to Chris Nolan about it. He's like, hey, I'm going to do this voice. What do you think? And Chris Nolan's like, yeah, sure, whatever. Go with it. So there you go. I don't even think of Bane talking when I think the villain. Anyways, we're getting off track here. We're nerding out. By the way,
they did need a perimeter defender. And that's why, look.
But they won the game. Like, it was the right call. Like, he didn't play yesterday. They won. They're going to need him in a series.
No, it's not about Kuminga.
I'm not crushing Steve Kerr today.
No, I don't think anyone is. But
I think some people are. We've got like 4 calls about his rotations.
Well, I think if you're watching that game last night, you're searching for answers.
You're not playing the Grizzlies again going forward. I'm just letting everyone know. Unless they go on some sort of miraculous run here, you're not playing the Grizzlies again.
But Joe, like we've acknowledged one of the flaws of this team is the lack of perimeter defense.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
And so in last night's game, like you have 2 guys that you play heavy minutes who are
solid perimeter defenders, Moses Moody and GP2. I would throw Jimmy in there, but because of the lack of size, Jimmy's had to guard some of the bigger guys because he's one of their better boxer outers and rebounders. A minute or two for JK crossed a lot of people's minds last night. Not that he was the end-all be-all. Not that he was going to factor in on whether they could win the game or is he a superstar? No, no. Just could he have helped for a minute or two on the perimeter guarding someone like Desmond Bane, guarding Ja Morant? I didn't think Pods was playing great defense yesterday. I didn't think Buddy was playing great defense yesterday. So I'm searching down on my bench and I'm looking for a body who can give me a couple of minutes. And it did cross my mind that we should maybe give Kuminga a look. That's all.
Okay, fair enough. Let's squeeze one more in here before the break. 888-957-9570. Josh is on 580. What's up, Josh? How are you feeling about that win yesterday, man?
Warriors! great dub. It was, you know, super, super nerve-wracking, and I was literally glued to the TV the whole game, and just good win, you know, and that's good. Very indicative of what we're going to need in the playoffs. Our stars will have to be stars. Spadoni, I called a couple weeks ago, man. I told you Jimmy was kind of not showing the full playbook. He wanted to let people know that he could do it. And what did we see yesterday? An aggressive Jimmy, not passing up shots in the paint, getting to the rack, and now playoff Jimmy is activated. He was waiting for the right moment to go into this mode, and he's here. Expect a lot more of that throughout these playoffs. Couple things. Quick shout-out to QP, man. He's awesome. A real dog. He has that mentality in him. You can see it in him. He's a dog. He comes to play in big moments. I think he's going to have a few more big games. And I think now that we're actually in the playoffs and we get the series, what I've seen the last few games is a lot of our young guys really kind of pressing. Moody's shot doesn't really look as smooth as it was. Pod's kind of searching for that big three. I think because they know what's on the line trying to get to the playoffs. I think now that we're here, we're going to see Pods. We're going to see Moody. Hopefully JK gets back in the rotation because I think they really do need him. I understand why Kerr did bench him because – his IQ sometimes not there, but they're going to need the athleticism and spurts and here and there. I think they're going to need it, right? So I think the young guys are going to settle down now that it's in a series, and we're going to be in a good spot. And our stars are going to be stars, man. We see it. Jimmy, Steph, they came to play. They're going to ball. Let's go. I got Warriors in six, man.
Yes. There you go, Josh from 5. Speaking of IQ, we'll get into it on the other side. There was a host here at this station yesterday, Joe, that spoke about his IQ being 143. And I don't know if you know this, if like 143 is like borderline genius.
You know what he said that.
You're going to be shocked
said
that yesterday. We'll discuss that.
We have the sound.
We do have the sound. Warriors 121, Grizzlies 116. Jimmy freaking Butler. Playoff Jimmy's arrived, folks. It's time to get on the wagon. Spadoni and Chasky. It's brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
On the pass back from Looney, that's a bad dude.
Right.
And I'm paraphrasing.
Here's Jimmy Butler, sound courtesy of TNT on the walk-off yesterday. And what's it like to have Stephen Curry as a teammate?
It's real. I'm telling you. That's a Batman if I've ever seen a Batman. Always coming to save the day. You're never out of any game. And more than anything, he's just so poised. He's so calm. And he was a huge part of us getting his victory.
RIP Val Kilmer, obviously. But Batman in general, yeah. I don't think Jimmy is quite a Robin. He'd be someone else. Not Green Lantern. He sucks. No one likes Green Lantern. Someone else in the Justice League. That's cool. Superman? Yeah, he's not Superman. He's someone. He's like an anti-hero. Almost
Aquaman.
like a Deadpool kind of a guy.
Aquaman.
He's more of like a Deadpool. We'll go cross Marvel and DC there. He's more Deadpool. He's funny. A little edgy at times. You don't know where he's going. He's unpredictable. Maybe he breaks through the fourth wall, if you will. That's what Jimmy Butler is. But if you got Batman, and again, I'm taking this tandem over anyone else in the Western Conference right now. I dare you to bring up someone else that you're taking over these two. When they are on, when Steph and Jimmy are combining for 75 points, this team is going to be unbeatable. Now, it's not going to be like that every night. Who's going to step up around them? Is it going to be Moses Moody? Is it going to be Brandon Podziemski? It's going to be Quentin Post, baby. 11 points for him. Gary Payton. Can Buddy Hield have a game? Can he have a game? We're asking at this point. Is it going to be Jonathan Kuminga at some point? Maybe. Guy Santos, 6 minutes yesterday, had a couple boards. So it's all baked into the equation. But more importantly, Joe, you can breathe. They're a playoff team, and you got playoff action here the next couple weeks right here on 95.7 The Game. And you're excited to talk some Warriors-Rockets in the coming days.
There's no doubt. That game had so many ebbs and flows last night.
I mean, just thank goodness that Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry took control of that game late. And, you know, Jimmy took a lot of control of that game throughout the full first three quarters. And then Steph kind of took it home. There was a sense of desperation and of loneliness that I felt every time the Warriors were on offense in the fourth quarter.
Loneliness? You were lonely?
Yes, yeah, Steph, save us. That's what it felt like. It did. Did it not?
I did, like, loneliness. Again, I was in that game. You guys were so emotionally invested in it. I was saying, you know what? They might play on Friday. They might, but I don't think they will. Like,
sense as the game was going on, this whole Friday thing was, if we don't win tonight, it's over.
You were thinking that.
Thank God they won.
I wasn't. I was thinking about, you know.
I think most Warrior fans were feeling the way I was feeling.
Content. I was thinking content. I'm not going
to
lie.
I'm sorry to cut you off. But I was in the same boat as Shasky there, where it was just like, I was losing my mind last night, especially in that fourth quarter, expecting every single awful scenario to play out. And thank you, Steph, and just thank you, Jimmy, for preventing that reality there. But no, I was in my emotional bag last night watching that game.
When Steph, I don't know if he got held, fell, I can't even tell. Jimmy goes up in the air. And it's late game possession, and goes to kick it back out.
What happened
Steph.
Was Steph got crossed up on a screen from one of the Grizzlies players. He got tripped up trying to fight through the screen,
exactly.
And he fell on his butt. And then Jimmy's already in no man's land. He throws it. He's like, I thought you were there. Yeah.
When that pass happened, we were all thinking the same thing. Oh my God, they're gonna blow this.
Yeah. Yeah. And they didn't. They
oh,
didn't.
Thank God.
121-116. They won. You know why? Jimmy Butler. And you know what? Steve Kerr, you're talking about desperation? Steve Kerr also felt the desperation.
You know, it's a playoff game, even though it disappears into the ether, as we all know. There's no record of it, but it's a playoff game. And, I tried to downplay it a little bit before the game, but we desperately needed to win this game and get 4 days. Our guys have been basically playing knockout games for about 3 weeks, one high-level game after another. So to get this one... Took 83 games, but we're right where we want to be, which is, you know, back in the playoffs, and we've got a chance. But maybe most importantly, we get the time to rest and prepare, because these guys need that desperately right now.
Only took 83 games, but we're here. We're here.
He said desperately multiple times, and I couldn't agree more. They were exhausted.
watching that game yesterday, and everything baked into it, and the fear factor and the nervous energy leading up to it, all the callers here, I'm nervous about this game.
I think we were rightfully nervous. The way it played out, you saw why Memphis is a good team.
But
they're not a great team, but
you also saw why they lost the game.
Yeah, and you also see the flaws of the Warriors. You see all the strengths, and then you see all the flaws. That was the beauty of last night's game.
19 turnovers for the Grizzlies. Now, I put that partly on the Grizzlies, partly on the Warriors for playing good defense. It's always a mix of both, I believe. And for the Warriors, again, you mentioned that Jimmy Butler turnover, but the turnovers overall didn't quite kill them. 10 points, check that, 10 turnovers in total for them. And again, last game, Steph had 8 by himself.
Well, they were more methodical in this
way
one.
Way more methodical, and they got down a little early, 9 points early in that game? They fought right back. And again, you talked about the closing end of the quarters. Like, I think the game could have even gotten worse for the Grizzlies had the Warriors not tricked it off a couple times at the end of the quarters, first, second, and third, for that matter. But overall, I thought they controlled the game after that first quarter. They let their foot off the gas in the third. Ja gets hurt, even though he cuts it to single digits after that. Cuts it to 1 point, doesn't he? Then he gets hurt, and then fourth quarter happens. All of that baked into it. I know I have Jimmy Butler at the end of the game and Stephen Curry, and I knew they had Desmond Bain and Ja Morant. Like, that's kind of what happens. Last game, hey, Kawhi and James Harden, yeah, those are equals to these guys. That's why I felt so much confidence in that game yesterday. Even if they had to go against the Kings, if they had to go against the Grizzlies. By the way, a year ago today, the Warriors did lose to the Kings in the play-in. What a difference a year makes. A year ago today, we were talking about Klay Thompson, 0-for-10, didn't make a final shot in his Golden State Warriors career. Fast forward, we have Jimmy Butler now in a play-in, and what happens? He drops 38. That wasn't to diss Klay Thompson. I'm not saying
that. No,
it's just a year. What a difference a year makes.
Contrast.
Yeah.
I came out of this game thinking that Steve, in this game and in the Clipper game, I didn't love his feel for what the team needed lineup-wise in real time. And that might be nuances. Joe, they won the game. Yeah, they did. They won the game. But I go back to the second quarter, and he had a couple of lineups where, I just, to my eye, it felt like he stuck with them
a minute and a half, 2 minutes too long. He had Guy and Looney out there with GP2, Buddy Hield, and Steph, and they were struggling to get shots, up. And it was not a good lineup offensively. And I thought that he went with it a minute and a half too long. And then you saw at the end, it's like, all right, boom, boom, boom. And a 5 point lead goes down to like a 2 point lead or a 7 point lead at the end of the first quarter, a 12 point lead at the end of the first quarter goes down to like a 7 point lead.
Mm.
He has got to have a quicker hook and a better feel. And then late in the game, I didn't love going back to Pajemski at the expense of Moses Moody, who I thought was bringing more to the table than Pods. I thought his defense was, and his hustle and his rebounding and his size was needed. I thought Pods was over dribbling last night. Last night was a great example of, I know why you like Pods. He's a ball handler. He was over dribbling. Jimmy was your de facto point guard last night. Roll with Jimmy bringing the ball up the floor. Allow Moses Moody to be a slasher, a catch-and-shoot guy, and to play tenacious defense. You were matching up across the board. Pods didn't really have a matchup defensively. And so I just there were a couple of lineups I didn't love from Steve Kerr. And yeah, they won the game, but I bookmarked those things as, boy, in a seven-game series, you know, riding with some of your guys for a minute and a half too long, you look up at the end of the game, and it's closer than you look.
See, I think there's one of two ways of coming out of that game if you're a fan, and I think I know where you are on this, but you can either come away from that game saying, wow, we just had Jimmy Butler and Steph combined for 75 points, and they got us that win we desperately needed, and we're in the playoffs now, and that's thanks to Jimmy Butler and that acquisition.
There's no doubt I feel that way, but I'm also on the other side of, you got to get more from Dre.
Well, that's
you got to get more from Pods. You know, I thought Moody was much better than his box score. I got it. If you're going to play Buddy Hield, he's got to give me something.
What was the bigger takeaway, Dub Nation, 888-957-9570? Was it the fact that Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler combined for 75 points? Or was it the fact that the others couldn't score at all, basically, outside of one Quentin Post and occasionally Gary
now,
Payton?
Now, Draymond, I'm giving a pass. I feel like the nine games and just the stretch of basketball he played for the last 2 months, he looked exhausted. Exhausted. And I think he, more than any player, even though Jimmy's got the quad, Steph's got the thumb, I think Draymond needs this time off more than anyone. So I'm happy. I'm thrilled they got away. But there are some things they do need to tighten up. I feel both ways this morning.
Kobe is in SF, wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. It says here on the description, cheer him up. Kobe, what's wrong, bud? The Warriors just got a huge win. They're in the playoffs. What's wrong?
Man, I just don't feel good based off the last couple of games. And Spadoni, I'm glad you mentioned that Kings game last year for the play-in, because that's what I wanted to bring up. TJD was looking like the starting center of the future going into that game. I mean, the guy, he was dunking on Giannis, you know, toe-to-toe with Wimby. He was doing all that. As soon as he got in that game, everybody talks about Clay, also played terrible. But TJD was awful. He looked scared in that game. And the last two games I've seen, Moody, GP2, they looked scared to shoot. They didn't look hesitant. They didn't look like they were passing a good shot up for a great shot. They looked scared to shoot. When I see you wide open for a three and you pass that thing to Draymond to shoot the three, I'm just like, come on, man, we can't do that. Like, I love Draymond shooting at the open, but you cannot pass wide open shots because you don't want to take it and try to give it to Curry when three people are on it. And so now I'm glad that now we have a seven game series to do some type of research on.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not an elimination game, so these guys won't be as nervous. But man, it looks like we're about to be one and done.
You know, it's funny that you bring up the nervousness. I felt that a lot of guys on the court wanted no part of taking a shot in back-to-back games down the stretch.
But understandably so, when you have Steph and Jimmy out there making the shots they're making, Like, I would honestly kind of defer to them, too. Now, that being said,
but Joe, teams are sagging off. You have to keep them
honest. I understand.
GP2 was so wide open, he could have ordered that spaghetti you talked about in the front row, eaten the spaghetti, and no one would have closed out on him.
I can go for some spaghetti right now, 8:45 in the morning. Is that unhinged, Carter?
No, but there's a reality of, like...
Too much.
There's a reality of there's a shot clock that's in play. There are other people who are... Double and triple team.
I hear you.
If you create a wide open look, you do have to be able to take it. You have to be willing to take it.
Do I want a wide open Gary Payton three shot, or do I want a slightly contested Jimmy Butler fadeaway? It sounds insane that I'm asking that, but like, I kind of want the Jimmy Butler fadeaway.
Yeah, but you're asking in a vacuum. I'm asking on a specific play where there's 4 seconds left on the shot clock.
Okay.
And they run that double over to Jimmy, and he's got to kick it out to a GP2.
Yes.
And
when there's, right? Yes.
You got to take those.
Correct.
You got to take
those. Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And what happens is that these teams in these one-offs and in these playoffs, they will tell you what your flaws are. And the Warriors' flaw when they have certain combinations is Looney does not need to be guarded. GP2 does not need to be guarded. That's why it's incumbent on him to score, you know, going downhill and hit just enough of a three to, like, it has to be honored. Draymond's got to be willing to take those shots from the outside. And if not, put the ball in the cup and attack the rim. Buddy doesn't need to be guarded currently. Pods is going to over dribble into traffic, into the paint. They're going to lay off him. So I'm not saying that they can't overcome these things. What I'm saying is that you're making offense more difficult, and this is why we have bad late shot clock shots, or you get a, why did Steph take that shot? Well, because no one else is willing to.
Correct. Steve Kerr actually talked about what his message was to the role players yesterday, Joe, and here's what he had to say.
We talked about it at shoot-around this morning. The whole point of the game was to win the battles, just to win every loose ball, every rebound. This is a big, strong team, great rebounding team, and you saw it happened a few times because they got 16 offensive boards. Edie had 7 himself. When they get an offensive board and they're kicking it out to Jaren Jackson or Desmond Bane, I mean, it's a wide-open three, and so the focus was really on scrapping and getting to every loose ball. I thought the guys really fought hard. Guy only played, 6 minutes, but, 3 rebounds. He was flying around out there. Every possession matters, and I thought our guys played that way.
I hope Matt Nahegan talks to me about, myself to you, of the way that Steve Kerr talks about Guy Santos to others.
Guy was on the floor.
He loves Guy Santos.
Moody was on the floor diving for balls. That Moody had multiple big hustle plays and deflections and tip-outs. Quinn Post scrapping on the ground for the ball. I love that from those guys. Those guys wanted it. Look, Quinn Post is going to give up a bucket here and there, and people are going to isolate his defense. I thought Quinn Post was awesome. You don't win that game without Quinn Post.
He had a little nastiness to him, too, yesterday, which I appreciated. You know, he said it was an illegal screen.
He had a couple big boards.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. 11 points, 3
I thought he was getting pushed
out
of bounds on the one he threw to GP2 that went out of bounds.
Let's go to some of the calls here. Burnsy is in Fremont, wants to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Burns, what a win last night.
What a win last night. Check it out, fellas. This is it, man. Warrior fans, stop it. Stop it with, I'm worried. You know who's worried? The Rockets are worried. That's who's worried,
thank you.
Right? We got Jimmy Butler now, man. Yeah. I love it. I loved it. That's how I'm coming out of that game. Oh, boy, finally showed up. And he showed up since he's gotten here. But, we finally got to see a little glimpse of that playoff or play-in Jimmy. And it's just enough, Warrior fans. Check it out. The regular season, it doesn't matter anymore. I don't care about the regular season. I don't care if Kerr was making mistakes in the regular season, all right? I do not care. It's that time. Appreciate this run, all right? Please. We've had so many great moments with the Warriors. This is going to be another one, all right? What I'm really worried about is the Filipino community in the Bay Area. What are they going to do? Are they going to be Warriors fans or are they going to be Lakers fans? Because I'll tell you what.
All right, dog. What are you doing? Burns, my wife's Filipino. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, Burns is gone.
What are you doing, Burns? I thought it was Bob Fitzgerald at first. I literally did. What are we doing?
Like, the Filipino community is fine. We love our Filipino community.
First off, and
what
I will say
happened?
This.
Yeah, I don't what?
Michelle's mother and her uncle, they are diehard Warrior fans.
There you go.
And so are all my homies from back in the day at Reardon. I know they're old. My boy Justin Boo and Chris Maggot, my boy Chris, the barber who cut me up yesterday. I got a ton of Filipino partners that are diehard Warrior fans. Day ones.
Stereotyping Filipinos that they're only Lakers and Warriors fans? Come on, please. Two of my kids are Filipino. So there you go. Both of them. Baby Nora, young Benjamin.
It's like you get 12.
Oh.
Two of my 12.
Not 5, not 6, not 7. That I know of. But no, to your point,
dude, you can't go to ceremony. I bet if you go to ceremony right now, there are so many OGs right now with their Warrior coats on right now. Having a coffee, talking about last night's game.
Of course.
Shout out ceremony.
And I did appreciate Burns. He's fired up, man. The Warriors should not be fearing anyone. The Rockets should be fearing the Golden State Warriors. But again, I don't think anyone's fearing anyone in the Western Conference this year. There is no fear factor because it is as deep as I can remember. It's just laughable that I have to compare still the West versus the East. It's just a joke. I saw someone tweet yesterday, during this game going on. They're like, should players that play in the Eastern Conference even be up for an MVP? Just because of the gauntlet of the West and all these guys. I know it sounds hilarious. But
look at the juxtaposition between the two games.
Oh, my God.
Heat. Hawks or a Magic, and they go, the Hawks have been in the play-in 4 straight years.
Oh, 4 straight.
And
4 straight years. The Fighting Grant Lifmans.
Who beat the Warriors.
I know. Well, hey,
fighting Grant Liffman.
It all worked out. You know what? You should thank Grant Liffman because you want to be in this scenario. You didn't want that Lakers. You didn't want the Nuggets in the first round. I'll take them in the second. We'll handle business against the Rockets in 5 or 6. All right? All right. I know you're saying something else, but I'm saying Rockets.
I have like 10 Grant Liffman jokes I was going to get off, but I'm just going to keep them to myself.
Okay. Fair enough. Oscar in Stockton, I don't know if he has any Grant Liffman jokes, but Oscar, I know he's fired up about that win.
The Liffman Hawks!
Hey, Oscar, you knew they were winning that game all along,
what's up,
right?
Oscar?
Come on.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, everybody is so nerdy. Shasky, calm down, man. Guess what? We won the game. We're in the position that we wanted to be and we needed to be. I understand the fans are talking about Pazinski and the role players. That was one game. They have been playing good for the last 3 or 4 weeks, so I'm going to give them a break on that. Steve Kerr, he did have a couple of lineups that was in there was suspect, but guess what? He changed it up. He went back to the veterans, and guess who we got? We got Jimmy Buckets. And anytime you got Steph Curry and Jimmy Buckets inside-out players, You got to understand, we got veteran players that's going to win the championship off their mentality. And people keep on calling about Jonathan Kuminga. My whole thing is this. These youngsters got to understand. You got to pay your dues. And Steve Kerr is not taking out his – not just trickling out like that. Kuminga has got to kick back, and hopefully he was watching and understand what we need. We need him to do the same thing that Guy Santos, you understand, Quentin Post – you have to do the little things. And with that size body you got, if you rebound and you understand you play defense, you'll get on the floor. Other than that, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the way Steve Kerr is coaching the rest of the team. And people talking about Houston. Houston got a problem, my friend. The Warriors is coming to town, and we got fans everywhere. And that's the difference. Go Warriors. We here, baby. Again, we're going to win it, man. So everybody, hold on to your seatbelt. The Bay Area is taking off again, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm having joy, baby. Y'all have a good day. Hump day in the Bay, baby.
That's Oscar and Stockton.
I think he was just going to keep ad-libbing.
888-957.
Like he's like Young Jeezy.
I love that.
Yeah.
H-Town, we got Paul Wall. We got Chameleonaire. Who else we got down there?
Slim.
Okay, there we go.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, Travis Scott. Yeah, that's true.
Is he rap or is he like pop rap?
Oh, he's from Houston.
He's from H-Town. He is. Yeah. And obviously James Harden's jersey still out there in the strip clubs over there still, I'm sure. I don't know if anyone's broken that record. Fred Van Vliet. No, he's a father. Probably not. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like
Let's
that?
Let's get Mike Jones. Book Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Bundy?
Mike Jones.
Okay. All right. I'm riding dirty. Can we get at some point tomorrow?
Chameleonaire?
Oh, by the way, wait. Carter's not going to be here the next 2 days. Real quick. Carter's getting married in the next couple days, right? Which day? Saturday?
Saturday.
Wow.
How many in your party, in your groom's?
Life over.
Who? Yeah. No, that's when you have a kid. Well, tell me how many in your groom's party.
It's just my siblings, actually, which made it easy.
How many?
So, 3.
Smart.
My
really smart.
2 brothers.
See, yeah. Now this is where I know that you're a normal person. When I see like 11
that's
groomsmen,
too much.
I'm
that's
like, no,
much.
You're doing way too much. Yes. Narrow this thing down.
That's a no for me, dog.
Exactly.
That's way too much.
I don't think I picked any of my friends, even though I had like other groomsmen, but like up on stage or whatever, up on the church altar, it was just me and my brother.
Yeah, I didn't want to pick.
Is it here in San Francisco you're getting married?
It is.
Well, how's the weather? How's the weather? How's the forecast looking?
It's looking really good. I'm very fortunate.
Okay.
No, not in church. Doing it at the Oak Club.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Whole thing.
The Olympic Club, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the master of ceremonies?
You mean the person who's
the officiator,
ordained? The officiant. It's my godmother, actually.
Oh, that's very nice. Wait, awesome. Anyone from the station invited?
It was either Guru or nobody, right? Because Guru says that he has to be the only solo invite if he's getting invited.
Well,
we'll
get to Guru in a second and his IQ of 143, his alleged IQ of 143. But no one invited from the station. Huh. It's interesting.
Probably a smart move.
Interesting. That's fun.
Band or DJ?
DJ.
What's the food?
It's Olympic Club. You know, it's going to be excellent.
I don't know. It's going to be good.
No. Is it prime rib?
I mean, it's
got to be prime rib.
So did you just say you don't know what the food is?
It's Carter, so
that?
It's going to be oysters and scallops.
Yeah, mussels, clams.
Come on, man. This guy's family money.
I actually wanted prime rib, but Sierra didn't want prime rib because she didn't want meat juice everywhere on people's clothes, which I thought was pretty funny.
That's for the honeymoon. Greg, Canada, what's going on, man? How we doing?
I'm sorry, what?
Jimmy, let's
Jimmy,
go.
Jimmy.
Man, I'm so hyped. People, a lot of the pundits in the media, not you geniuses over there, but they're saying they didn't know if a 35-year-old Jimmy Butler could still do the old playoff Jimmy thing. I hope we hear the exact opposite today, but I just want to say that even though it was kind of an ugly ride, sometimes that gets you to the sweetest spot, and I think this is the best route you could go. You got Houston now, then we got to see the Lakers, if they can get past the Timberwolves, and who knows even if we see the Thunder in the Western Conference Final. But I'm almost on Chasky, where he said we could win a championship this year. I know you and Bonte were clowning him, but I really, really like the way that this team came together. And just to be honest, just the way that Steph and Jimmy turn up, and they kind of just play off each other. Like, Jimmy had 36 points in three quarters. Curry had, what, 15, 17 in the fourth. They really do got that Batman and Robin vibe.
They do.
Hey, Greg, what part of Canada are you in?
I'm in Scotia with Crosby and McKinnon and them.
Oh, wow, the flex. Crosby and Nathan McKinnon. Okay, not mad at you.
They're going to go Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No, they were from
somewhere else.
No, he's talking about Sidney Crosby, maybe the greatest player of his generation, and obviously Nathan McKinnon. I mean,
can you be if Ovechkin's there too?
Well, he has more Stanley Cups than him. I think it's
just asking.
I think that is the question, though, right? It's between those two. I'm more of a Sidney Crosby guy myself, but hey, Alexander Ovechkin, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. Do you like? It's the Steph and LeBron argument. Do you like the rings, or do you like the longevity? And like this, the stats. I don't know. Some people will take Steph over LeBron. They have the same amount of rings. So I'm just hey, and if he gets one more this year, it's one more than LeBron. It'll be the first for Jimmy Buckets. And you know how that happens? Happens on Sunday. It starts there against the Houston Rockets, and it started actually last night. Against the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja's gone. Actually, he's not gone quite yet because they do have to play potentially the Kings or the Mavericks, but that ankle.
I still don't understand how that was a foul on that play.
Well,
he landed awkwardly on, but he didn't reach out. And like, that was
it's
like
the kick out of the legs where the thigh
that's
hits.
That's not a foul.
I'm just telling you, that's what they call
it. It's not a foul. And like they reviewed it, I would have picked that foul up.
Well, they don't.
I did not think that was a foul.
Picked that foul up like it's a flag. That would be funny.
They reviewed it. Did they not see if you landed in the landing zone? Not a foul.
If they threw a yellow flag just at the player instead, that'd be so much better.
Shout out Lomas Brown.
But
that was not a foul. That was ridiculous that he got to shoot an extra free throw.
Well,
like, he made the basket. They reviewed it. That did not need to be a foul. That was a terrible call.
I don't know. It was kind of like a bad look when I heard like it was Ja laying on the floor and you see like the ankle roll horribly. And there was just booze in the crowd.
Stop
milking it.
If I'm contesting your shot, and look, if you look, Buddy doesn't leave his feet. He's standing there like this, and then Ja does some crazy kick out and then just happens to accidentally fall down and tweak. It wasn't like the Zaza one on Kawhi.
It wasn't that. No.
It was questionable. It was egregious. Whatever. Somewhere
it was dirty. It was dirty. That was a dirty play.
This, he literally went like this, and Ja landed. That happens. That's you know what that was? Basketball. Like that was not some. Oh, you need to get an extra a free throw shot and a foul. Like no, I thought that was terrible.
888-957-9570. Ja Morant goes down. That was a 1-point lead at the time for the Warriors. And then, you know, you get a couple more buckets, get some turnovers. But eventually, the Grizzlies did take a lead in the fourth quarter.
On the three.
Desmond Bain was en fuego, by the way, in this game. He was sick.
Get that man a Warrior jersey so in the next sick. 2 years. I want him.
How do you want every single player? You still want Kevin Durant, too? You're going to get all of them? You're just going to just every single one?
Kevin Durant's could probably sign here for the minimum, right? He's smart.
Yeah, no, you fell for that on April Fool's Day, which was 2 weeks ago. You fell for that, too. I believe that
I
you
will
did.
Always fall for Kevin Durant. He knows that. He's the one that I will always go back to.
You know Stephen Curry, who he's fallen for? It's Jimmy Butler.
You never really know. From my standpoint, you have belief, like in your, you approach every day with the goal of, you know, especially where we started when the trade happened, to get here.